Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today, as we all know, is the 8th of Muharram, just one day after the Ahlul Bayt, the successors of the Prophet were cut off from the life-giving waters of the Euphrates River, and just 2 days before the family of the Prophet was killed, murdered, brutally massacred by the swords and the arrows and the spears of the ignorant. It is because of this treatment, and more importantly, the amount of knowledge of this treatment, that we are forced to ask one question. Why? Why? If the Imam knew that he would be sending himself to his own death, why? If the Imam knew that he would be sending 72 martyrs and countless small children to their deaths, why? If the Imam knew that he would be putting women and children at risk, putting them through a torture worse than anything that even the enemies of Islam should receive, would he choose to fight Yazid? We can give the generic answers to this question. It was the Imam's duty. He had to do it for the greater good of Islam. It was him. He was going to save Islam. Or we can dissect this situation bit by bit and see the truth behind these general answers. Soon after the last Prophet of God, Muhammad, peace be upon him, left this material world, Islam was on the verge of collapsing. It would disappear down the throats of tyrants. And so too with it would the peace, justice, and eternal happiness that it promised, and still does. All the agonies and troubles suffered by the great Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and the early Muslims would be forgotten, lost to the sands of ignorance. Muawiyah and his son Yazid were misrepresenting Islam. They were the leaders of the daily congressional prayer at the time. They were the leaders of the Friday masses. They ascended the pulpit as preachers. Their cry was, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. And yet, they rose against divinity. They did much haram. They drank wine, they gambled, they lied, they cheated, they stole. Even their belief in God was questionable. Their cry may have been that of Prophet Muhammad and God, but their behavior and conduct was satanic. The usurpation of Caliphate by Muawiyah and Yazid attempted to turn Islam into a monarchy. They wanted to convert morality into ignorance and despotism. As the occupiers of the Islamic throne, they meant to convert Islam into a tyranny. They attempted to overturn and change the basic fundamental principles of Islam. But Islam, being the religion of God, the religion of Allah, had a savior, a great personality, nourished by the divine, taught by the Prophet, peace be upon him, trained by Imam Ali alayhi salam, and raised by the greatest of all women, Bibi Fatima al-Zahra. This great personality rose up and with his unmatchable sacrifice and undying movement caused a great event to occur. Brothers and sisters, this great personality who I'm speaking of is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It was at this point that Imam Hussein alayhi salam set out to save Islam. Brothers and sisters, we all know the end of this story. Or do we? This story, in fact, does not end on the 10th of Muharram, 61 years after Hijra, nor does it end after the Ahlul Bayt were freed from prison, or when Bani Umayyah was kicked off the Khalifa, was no longer on the throne. It did not even end with the fourth Imam's death. In fact, this story is still happening today. There are still men out there fighting like Imam Hussein. There are still people being brutally murdered by the enemies of Islam. And there are still people giving up everything for Islam. In fact, this story is still going to continue, even after the death of these great martyrs. In fact, this story probably won't end until Imam Mahdi comes and until Qiyamah happens.
Allah. Qiyamah, we can do nothing except remember and learn from the Karbala. Let us all ask Allah to help us choose the right path when Imam Mahdi comes. Let us all ask Allah to help the people who are fighting like Imam Hussein currently. Ya Allah, please help all the oppressed people, all the oppressed Muslims of the world. Ameen. Salawat.